USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The top cop giving props to the good guy with a gun who stopped the gunman who shot up an Indiana mall. Authorities identified the suspect as 20-year-old Jonathan Sapirman. He shot and killed three people, including a husband and wife, before 22-year-old Elisha Dickens shot and killed Sapirman.
His actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun. He was also motioning for people to exit behind him.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen said another weapon and more ammo was found in a mall bathroom. The Mississippi Abortion Clinic in the Pink House, at the center of the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade, has been sold. The owner of the Jackson Women's Health Organization says the equipment and furniture were moved to a new clinic that will open in New Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Prosecutors in South Florida want to put the gunman in the school shooting at Parkland in 2018 to death. Lead prosecutor Michael Satz detailed how Nicholas Cruz killed his victims, 14 students and 3 staff members, along with 17 more that he wounded.
Cold, calculated, manipulative, and deadly.
Cruz, now 23 years old, pleaded guilty last October to murder and attempted murder. He's only contesting his sentence. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. That announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend. It said there were failures at every level that contributed to the slow and chaotic response. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 216 points, the Nasdaq shed at 92, the S&P 500 was off 32. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The two men accused in a deadly crime spree across 3 counties in Southern California have been charged by the Orange County District Attorney. Todd Spitzer accused 20-year-old Malik Pat and 44-year-old Jason Payne of committing a reign of terror.
Malik Pat is a stone-cold serial killer. There's no other way to describe him. He executed innocent people and he shot others. And his behavior and the crime spree he engaged in is literally, I just got chills up my own spine. It's chilling.
Payne is believed to be an accomplice in the crimes, but investigators do not think that he shot any of the victims. The nation's top infectious disease expert shared with CNN that he's planning on retiring at some point between now and the end of the current presidential term.
I can't be in this job forever, and I don't anticipate I'll be in this job before the end, at the end of the first term of President Biden, which is January 2025.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would stay on as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's been in federal service overall for 54 years. Jury selection in the contempt of Congress trial of former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon will extend it to a second day. Bannon is facing criminal charges after refusing to cooperate with the 1/6 House Select Committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.